For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmy. Governor Jay Nixon today appointed a new director for the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Marshall Griffin has more.
In a written statement, Nixon describes Fordyce as a fourth-generation farmer who's held leadership roles in agriculture on the local, state, and national levels. Since 2008, Fordyce has served as chair of the State Soil and Water District's commission. He also operates a family farm in Harrison County in northwestern Missouri. Fordyce replaces former director John Hagler, who resigned in October after a former employee accused him of creating a hostile work environment. Hagler is on record as saying he was a tough but fair manager. Fordyce's appointment is temporary, as he'll also need to be confirmed by the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Use of the death penalty declined nationally in 2013, but the punishment has seen resurgence in Missouri. The Death Penalty Information Center on Thursday released a report showing 39 people were executed in the U.S. in 2013, just the second time in 19 years that fewer than 40 were put to death. Missouri has executed two men in the past month. The executions were the first in Missouri since 2011 and the most in a single year since five were executed in 2005. Meanwhile, the number of new U.S. death sentences so far this year is 80, up to 3 from 2012, but down from 315 in 1996. Three death sentences were imposed in Missouri in 2013. The University of Missouri will use a $4.5 million grant from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to focus on research to improve patient-centered outcomes in healthcare. The grant will bring together researchers from the MU School of Medicine, School of Nursing, School of Health Professions, and School of Journalism for a five-year project. Interim Dean of the MU School of Medicine, Les Hall, says the grant will address three focus projects, but will also be the impetus for founding the MU Center for Patient-Centered Outcomes Research.
So we're actually creating a center that will create this capacity for better patient-centered outcomes discussions throughout multiple parts of the medical center, and that should endure even after the grant is completed.
The researchers leading the project say the goal is to help doctors more easily navigate the complex web of health systems and providers and come up with the best treatment options for patients based on their individual circumstances. Missouri lawmakers responsible for the budget have an agreement on a revenue estimate for next year, but say Governor Jay Nixon did not sign off on it. Legislative budget leaders and the governor typically reach an agreement on a revenue estimate that is the foundation for the budget. Agreeing how much money is available lets officials focus on how to spend that money. On Thursday, House Budget Committee Chairman Rick Stream and Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer said they will use an estimate of 4.2% growth to calculate revenues. The lawmakers say Nixon's office sought an estimate they do not think can be supported. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmy.